Hi, Mort. It's Katrina.
Hi, Katrina.
Hey, I have been in the program now for 3 months, Lone Ranger. I say I have an obstinate spouse, but it's a little weird. I'll say I have an obstinate spouse. So 3 months ago.
You have a weird obstinate spouse. Okay.
I do. Right. Maybe they all are. 3 months ago, he took off his ring. He told me that he wanted to, his words, step outside of the marriage and see if he experiences a missing in his life. Now, I have been implementing becoming a great wife, being even the best person, the best version, the best woman. Now, here's what's going on. He is still very much involved in our life. He still is, we have an 8-year-old son. So he still, I see him almost every single day. So the only real missing, he's not even missing anything. That's how he occurs to me. He's just like, oh my gosh, it's like, he's like so happy-go-lucky. He's got his man cave going. He's like, he's more concerned about furniture being delivered than he is about reconciliation. I have been awesome.
So what's your, I need your question.
Here's my question. Here's my question. As a great wife, great woman, great mom, given that he's really getting what he wanted, he wanted to be friends. He wanted to be great co-parents. And that's really what I've been giving him that. As a great wife, though, when do I say no, no more? No more in and out. Like, I feel that I need to be setting some sort of boundaries so that he does experience a missing.
I would encourage you not to think of it that way. You're not in an authority relationship with him. You're not his mother. You're his wife. So, when you set borders and boundaries, you're either trying to control somebody, which again is not the nature of your relationship with him,
mm-hmm.
or you're trying to distance yourself with somebody. I mean, that's what borders and boundaries do, is it creates distance. It defines where I stop and you start. So I would encourage you not to look at it that way. Instead, you want to try to do a couple things. Number one is create the marital environment that will draw him in, not manipulate him in, not convince, but create the marital environment such that he will want to experience and deliver that closeness that goes beyond this co-parenting and coexisting. Also, use the I feel sentences that we talk about in the program.
Mm-hmm.
In order to make it clear to him that while he might be pleased as punch with this new situation, and you might also be happy with some of the progress made in some regards,
mm-hmm.
there's some big missing links here for you.
Yeah.
And that's important. That's important because otherwise, if you can't expect your husband to be sensitive to you, that is to deliver to you what you need, unless he knows how you feel. That's the whole point of those I feel sentences. So unless you're going to tell me that he's a sociopath, delivering those I feel sentences is going to rain on his parade, so to speak. And that's a good thing. What I mean by that is, sorry if that was too metaphorical, what I mean by that is, here your husband this is great, right? I mean, my wife is working on being my friend, and she's working on being a great wife, and I've got my man cave, and, this is great. I mean, he just,
mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong on earth. Well, guess what, honey? I feel a lack of real closeness. I feel somewhat neglected. I'm not putting words in your mouth, but whatever it is. Now, all of a sudden, he experiences the burden of somewhat failing his wife. He experiences the burden of the sense of responsibility of those feelings.
Mort, he left, though, knowing those burdens. acknowledging those burdens.
Okay.
So he's already fully aware of all
that.
Well,
but correct me if I'm wrong. When he left, though, there, the beginning of your story,
yes.
It sounded to me like you've made some pretty significant progress.
Yes.
Right. So he was running away from a very different relationship than he's now experiencing.
Mm.
So it's. I hear what you're saying, but. I think it's different now. It sounds to me like it's different now.